This is Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local. Today we're speaking with Owen Devlin, head brewmaster at Thousand Islands Brewery in downtown Brockville. Here's our chat. So Owen, tell us, how long has the Thousand Islands Brewing Company been in downtown Brockville for now?
So physically since 2019, the summer of 2019, but it's been in the process since about 2018. That's when we started renovations on the building. So a couple of years now.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of people remember that location as the old Rob McIntosh, Dave Jones Sports as well. So it really is an iconic location, kind of right in that center core of King Street, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a beautiful building and beautiful architecture around. And it's really nice, actually.
So as the head brewmaster, what's it been like just working with Jay Curry and the rest of the staff there at the brewery?
Oh, fantastic. I've known Jay for quite some time now, from my time in Ottawa, and both himself and Lucas, they bring a lot to the community, and I'm happy that they opened this place up. I'm surprised, actually, Brockville didn't have a brewery before we opened up, given that every town and how prevalent and popular they are now. Nonetheless, we're happy it's us, and we're glad to be here.
Well, I know that there are some surrounding communities, like Ananoque, for example. They don't have a brewery anymore, so they come to our brewery here in Brockville. I'm sure you've noticed that a bit.
Oh, absolutely. And then even just the name Thousand Islands Brewery, it's the Thousand Islands is, as you know, it's a landmark and a very attracts everybody. And we kind of make ourselves like a little hub for the area, I like to think of.
You guys host a lot of events, and Owen, just touch on why it's so important for Thousand Islands Brewery to be active in the community.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to, there's no denying that, especially this industry in this town, we do rely a lot on the tourist population coming through. But having said that, that makes it so much more important to be a part of the community, because those are the ones that are going to support you through the hard times as well. They're the ones that are kind of come out during the COVID lockdowns and the openings. They're the ones that supported us through that. So it's been always, it's always been something that Jay has strived for in his businesses.
Yeah.
So it's replicating that here was important to us.
Absolutely. Just a couple more for you, Owen, and appreciate your time today. Just, it's so important now for businesses to feel that Canadian pride. Describe the pride that you guys feel about being a Canadian business.
Oh, Canadians are some of the most supportive people. And to be a part of that is just phenomenal. We've recently switched over a lot of our ingredients. So most of our beers are now made with 100% Canadian ingredients. There's obviously some classical styles that it's hard to get away from. Maybe you need some hops from Germany or somewhere in Europe, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But making a Canadian product with Canadian ingredients, serving to Canadians, it's very important to us, and we're very proud to be a part of that.
And Owen, last one for you. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about how you guys at Thousand Islands Brewery support the community?
Yeah, well, we're taking part in a sponsorship for the Regatta Festival that's coming this summer, the Tall Ships Festival we're involved with. We're always open to working with the different organizations in town and the surrounding area to put on charity events. If you have an idea for us and how we can be a part of it, we're always open ears and we'd love to hear it.
That's excellent. Owen, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, no problem at all. It was good to hear from you.
For more features as part of our Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local series, visit brockvilledaily.ca.